the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Americans by 58% to 36% say Vice President Kamala Harris won last week's presidential debate. That's according to the latest ABC News Ipsos poll, but support for each candidate remains virtually unchanged from before the matchup. Threats in Springfield, Ohio, after former President Trump's claims that Haitian immigrants who have legally settled there are eating people's cats and dogs.
One local university canceling all on-campus activities due to a shooting threat targeting Haitians. Springfield also facing bomb threats several days in a row. This weekend, targeting medical facilities, leading to evacuations in town.
ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks. A missile strike this hour on a multi-story building in Kharkiv, Ukraine, injuring at least 30 people, according to local officials. Police there tell us 30 people are also currently known to have been injured by the strike. The Federal Reserve set to meet this week. Many analysts expect the first interest rate cut in about 4 years. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. You may have heard by now Wisconsin is a battleground state in the presidential campaign. That makes it especially important for Wisconsin voters to educate themselves. More from Mike Mohn.
University of Wisconsin-Green Bay political scientist David Helpap says if you're approached by a campaign volunteer, ask about the candidate's stances on certain issues. After that encounter, a little homework is encouraged.
If time allows it, do some of your own research to check the facts, to go to news sources, reputable news sources. There are some nonprofit organizations out there that try to provide good, nonpartisan, unbiased information.
Vote411.org is one of those sites that outline a candidate's stances on certain issues, as well as their previous voting and policy record. HelpApp says cross-checking that information with the answers from a campaign staffer can help assess whether that person is worthy of your vote. He also encourages comparing criticisms of rival candidates with the facts to see if they match up. HelpApp says if you have the time, attending a political rally is another valuable way of becoming an informed voter.
And particularly in swing states where we are seeing so many visits by different people, politicians, groups, even celebrities in some cases.
HelpApp says even if you don't agree with a candidate's views, showing up to an event allows you to gain some insight into how other voters feel, possibly making political discourse less hostile. He adds this kind of added exposure is hard to come by in non-swing states. Political experts say these tips are just as important in deciding candidates for state and local offices. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers march on. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will start Malik Willis today in place of the injured Jordan Love, who was listed as doubtful for today's game against the Colts with an MCL sprain. The Packers elevated Sean Clifford from the practice squad to the active roster yesterday to serve as a backup. Willis says he has been preparing and knows he needs to be ready at any given moment to contribute.
I'm just trying to put in as much time as I need to feel comfortable and just make sure that whenever my number is called, I'm ready. Whether Jordan can go or he can't, you know, just try to be ready.
The Packers and Colts kick off at noon. Yesterday, it was Alabama blowing out Wisconsin 42-10 in college football. Wisconsin has a week off before playing at number 11 USC on September 28th. It was a wild night in Arizona as the Brewers piled up 15 runs in a 15-8 win over the Diamondbacks. The win reduced the Brewers' magic number to 3. Same two teams, Brewers and Diamondbacks, will play again this afternoon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny and a high of 82. Partly cloudy, 60 tonight, 82 and mostly sunny for Monday. For Tuesday, sunshine and breezy with a high near 81. Remaining above normal for Wednesday with a high near 80.
Currently, 69 degrees.
get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass, though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media radio network.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's a
gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the sports news of the week as well as Governor Tim Walz in Superior. Let you know what happened. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Dude in the Ad Council. Dude in the Ad Council.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Good morning and welcome to All Saints and You on AM 1400 WRJN, a program on health and related issues brought to you by
the music stars on WRJN.
It's intended to be used for informational purposes.
Music from a forgotten Alfred Hitchcock picture, 1950. The title, Stage Fright. That's music by Leighton Lucas. Great stuff out of Stage Fright. 1950, that's the music that Leighton Lucas would have liked to have added if only Hitch had given him the chance. Music about bells. Sammy Kaye.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn, and there on a sunny morning little Jimmy Brown was born. So his parents brought him to the chapel when he was only one day old, and the priest blessed the little fellow. Welcome Jimmy to the fold.
All the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town, and the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above, and there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love. Many friends were gathered in the chapel, and many tears of joy were shed in June on a Sunday morning, when Jimmy and his bride were wed. From the village hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven. Jimmy Brown had passed away. Silent people gathered in the chapel to say farewell to their old friend, whose life had been like a flower, budding, blooming till the end.
Just a lonely bell was ringing in the little valley town. 'Twas farewell that it was singing to our good old Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, may his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love.
There's a story that a padre tells of a gay señor and señorita and the serenade of the bells. Seems they asked the padre for permission to be married early in the spring, but their folks had made just one condition, that the mission bells had to ring. Everyone knew the bells were broken and hadn't sounded for a long, long time. Then one night the village was astounded, for the bells began to chime. Still the bells are broken, goes the story. But if in your heart a true love dwells, they will ring for you in all their glory. That's the serenade of the bells.
Sammy Kaye and Don Cornell. Lux Radio Theater, Frank Sinatra, in a dramatic role, one of his very first.
Now, if you'll just sit down, Mr. Dunnigan. Well, sir, we can give it a fine funeral for $150. Of course, pallbearers will be extra. Oh,
get them.
$2 apiece. Now, about the church. First thing for me to do is fix it up with Father Spinsky. So just make yourself comfortable, Mr. Dunnigan. Be back soon as I see you.
What a sap I was, baby, walking out of that theater with Tommy Elmore not seeing you again for a whole year. And then only by accident. That Tank Town and I, Christmas Eve, and me wondering how to kill time till my train left. I walked down Main Street, and there was your picture in the lobby with the rest of the cast. The show was over, but I took a chance you'd still be in your dressing room.
Sedovas plenis.
To yes domoy onim shnilim zavshitam zodali. Ever homeward, ever homeward yearns the weary rover. Ever homeward, ever homeward, now the journey's over.
Frank Sinatra from Miracle of the Bells. That's kind of a rare picture, and a lot of people didn't know Frank was still doing drama back then. I think that may be his very first. Well, he came close anyway. MGM gave him a lot to do. More power to MGM, I always say. Leroy Anderson. Anderson, the music of the stars. Judy Holliday. Hello. Thank you. Stein, Adolph Green.
Found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lovely day.
Believe it or not, Bells Are Ringing is the romance of a telephone answering service.
Suzanne's a phone.
Now, what in the world can be romantic about an answering service? Well, you don't know Judy.
Suzanne's a phone.
Thought maybe you and I could shoot the breeze, you know, or shoot the old fatteroo.
I'm in love with a voice, Plaza O, 4433. What a perfect relationship. I talk to him, and he just talks to me.
Yes, sir, our switchboard Cinderella has found her fella. It's Dean Martin. He's always just his shy, retiring self.
You drop into my life like a miracle. You save me from drowning. You just can't. Toss me back to the sharks.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies. A gracious hello. Is this the party to whom I am speaking? Mr. James R. Hoffa, the former 1-863-321. What do you mean, how did I know that? Listen, Ma Bell's had your number for a long time. Now listen, Mr. Hoffa, our records show that you made a couple of long-distance calls from the penitentiary. And now that you've paid your debt to society, maybe you'll pay your debt to the phone company.
Now, we're going to call Chicago tonight. We're going to call a caterer there.
Hello?
Well, is Mr. Siegel home?
No, he's not. He's in the restaurant.
Oh, if we call the restaurant, can we get him there?
I hope so. I hope he'll not be on the way home.
Well, you hope he'll not be on the way home?
Does he have a phone in the car? What kind of a phone is this?
Does he have a phone in the car?
No, he's there. Who calls? Who is speaking, please?
This is Charlie Hoo-Hoo.
Who?
And we'll try to reach him at the restaurant, and he'll tell you about it when he gets home.
Who told you he's home?
No, we'll call you. You ask him when he gets home. He'll tell you all about it.
It's amazing how time flies when you're having a good time.
Hello?
Is this Mr. Siegel's?
Well, I'm speaking for Mr. Siegel. Yes, this is his home.
Would it be possible to talk to Mr. Siegel directly?
Well, Mr. Siegel is downtown right now.
Could you... just a moment, please.
All right, who is this talking?
This is Seymour Nin.
Seymour Nin?
Yes, it's to deal with a very important catered affair. I'd like to speak to Mr. Siegel personally.
Can you call him downtown? In his restaurant, he's still there, I believe.
At home, did you say?
Oh, downtown.
Downtown? Well, this number was recommended to me by Bert Sewell. Do you recall Bert was in there last Friday with Helen?
I'm not too sure about it. But...
Well, who is this? Do you mind my asking who is this?
No, I'm sorry. This is a friend of Mr. Siegel's.
A friend? Are you a friend of Mr. Siegel's?
Yes.
How's he been?
Fine, thank you. Really?
Wonderful. Any more evidence of the rash?
Pardon me?
I say the pastrami rash. Did it go away?
Well, I tell you, it changed to a salami rash from a needle.
Oh, I see. Well, would you like...
Hello, operator. Will you please do me a favor? I'ma try to call my girl, but every time I fail, well, when I put the money in, each time you begin, rather way to put it out. Please tell him what's about, huh? Yeah? No. Yeah, I had it in before. You don't have to get the saw. Well, just do the best you can when I put it in again. And so I put the nickel in to call my Catherine. The telephone no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. And the operator talk, she put the nickel back. I put it in once more, out like before. I gotta make the call, and there's a middle hall. And they're in confidence, well, I got to put 10 cents. And the telephone no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. And in and out and in, to call my Catherine. I don't lose my control, and there is another hall. Well, it's 25 cents, so what's the difference? But the telephone no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. Well, I show her I'm a man, so I'm gonna try again. Yes, hello, 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 operator. Why don't you call me agitator? Well, I'm a good citizen, and I love my Catherine. You bunch of the scarol, which number is I call? It's a Macedonia 2, yes, a fight 2, a 2, 2, a la faccia, though. That's all right, I speak with my interest. That's not your business. Here's the nickel, don't you shout. Let's not put it in and out. And so I put the nickel in to call my Catherine. And the telephone no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. The operator talk, she put the nickel back. I put it in once more and out like before. So I gotta make the call, so there isn't a middle hall. And now in confidence, I gotta put a 10 cents. And the telephone no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. And in and out and in to call my Catherine. I don't lose my control, and there is another hall. If it's 25 cents, so what's the difference? But the telephone no ring, no ring, no ring, no ring. I gotta show her I'm a man, so I'm gonna try again. Operator, hello, operator, where's my Macedonia 2? Fight 2, I took 2 out of that, where is it, you don't speak English, that's the trouble, all right, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
That's Nicola Payone. And this is Jim Stafford on the Music of the Star.
I just got into town and I didn't have nothing to do. I happened upon this telephone booth with a whole bunch of writing covering one entire wall. It said, if you ain't afraid to spend a dime, and if you wanna have a real good time, just give Lucille a call. Now, underneath her number was this big long list. It said she'd do that, and it said she'd do this. I let my fingers do the walking through all kind of stuff I'd missed. Hooey! I shuffled through my pockets till I found myself a dime. I heard her ring or two, and I got her on the line. And I said, Lucille, I'd like to have a real good time. Might have found a lover, might have made a new friend. Well, I ain't had a real good time since I don't know when. She said, who are you and what is this? I said, it's Jim, Lucille, and it's about this list, which I began to read with particular emphasis. My favorite numbers, 1, 5, 11, 14, 22, 33, and 41 through 59. She said, where are you? And I gave her the street. She said, you sound like a guy that I'd love to meet. She said, stay right where you are, and I promise you a real good time. Might have found a lover. Might have made a new friend. Well, I ain't had a real good time since I don't know when. About 15 minutes after my arrest, in the middle of the questions, I tried to protest that I wasn't that phantom obscene phone caller, master of crime. Before they took me away, they allowed me one call. And I recall that number on the phone booth wall. And I said, Lucille, me and you got an altogether different idea about a real good time. I lost my lover.
I lost my new friend. Well, you can't have a real good time doing 1 to 10.
Hello, Lucille. Listen here, honey. I was wondering, I'm going to be tied up for quite a while here, and I was wondering about, maybe 10 years or so when I get out of here, if you'd mind if I gave you a call. Hello? Hello, Lucille? Lucille? Hello? Hello? Hello, Lucille? Hello?
Jim Stafford is featured regularly on the Smothers Brothers Show.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that were burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft across the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper one more time for the good times, for the good times.
A real good time with Sid Caesar right here. And that was Perry Como.
Pardon me, miss, but I've never done this with a real live girl, straight off the farm with an actual armful of real live girl. Pardon me if your affectionate squeeze fogs up my glasses and buckles my knees. I'm simply drowned in the sight and the sound and the scent
the feel of a real live girl.
Cy Coleman wrote that. The Music of the Stars. Bob Goulet, one of his most requested.
Pardon me, miss, but I've never done this with a real live girl. Straight off the farm with an actual arm full of real live girl. Pardon me if your affectionate squeeze fogs up my goggles and buckles my knees. I'm simply drowned in the sight and the sound and the scent and the feel of a real live girl. Similes that have set my heart off in a whirl, but nothing can beat getting swept off your feet by a real live girl. Dreams in your bunk don't compare with a hunk of a real live girl. Speaking of miracles, this must be it. Just when I started to learn how to knit, I'm all in stitches from finding what riches a waltz can reveal.
Bob Mitchum with Irving Berlin's.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. All about blue skies, baby, all the day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Ooh, blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies, baby, do I see. That's all I ever see, bluebirds singing a song. All about the blue skies, baby, all the day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright, and I never saw things going quite so rightly. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, we gone. Nothing but blue skies, baby, from now on.
Bob Mitchum. George Sanders wrote music and sings The Music of the Stars, very early recording.
One dream in my heart, one love to be living for, one love to be living for, paradise. This nearly was mine. Close to my heart she came, only to fly away, only to fly as day flies from paradise, still saying that paradise once nearly was mine. I'll keep remembering kisses from lips I'll never own, and all of the lovely adventures that we have never.
Sanders from South Pacific, 1951. And George wrote some songs too. Let's see if I can't find them here. South Pacific, Ezio Pinza, dubbing, and Mitzi Gaynor, who's still with us.
Would you like some cognac?
I'd love some.
Rosano Brazzi.
Thank you.
The Music of the Stars. I saw that at the Orpheum Theater in Kenosha. I remember one thing about it, it had to do with the picture. The Orpheum had beautiful stereosonic sound. Something broke. Right about the time when the airplane is circling overhead in the picture. And it went from stereo to mono. Nobody else seemed to notice.
Oh, it can get hot in Arkansas.
That really bothered me.
Uh-huh.
And they never fixed it.
I have many books here. Marcel Proust. Anatole France. Did you study French at school?
Oh, yes.
Then you can read French.
No. I can conjugate a few verbs. I'll bet you read a lot.
Out here, one becomes hungry to learn everything. Not to miss anything. Not to let anything good pass by.
Bobby Darin had a nice version of This Nearly Was Mine. Let's hear it. On the swinging side.
In my heart, one love to be living for, one love to be living for. This nearly was mine. One girl for my dream, one partner in paradise, just one promise of paradise. This nearly was mine. Close to my heart she came, only to fly away, only to fly as day flies from moonlight. Now I am alone, still paradise, still saying that paradise once nearly was, this really was, this could have been, and I know it should have been, this nearly was mine.
Pete Fountain on the Carson Show. Stand by for news. On the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Music of the Stars. Join us on Facebook. Local news, timeless hits. They got all kinds of savings. A big deal star, WRJN. Look.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.